So I have just a couple questions for you about why you chose to come to IU, and then, of course, with the coaching change and everything, why you decided to stick with it. So
Okay.
I saw you were like a Zionsville graduate. Like, how important was it for you to stay in Indiana?
I think at first when I was looking at schools, it wasn't that important to me. But then when it really came down to it, when I got down to the final couple schools, that was a big factor. That it's about an hour and 15-minute drive from my house, which is a good distance, not too close, but not too far. And I grew up watching the Indiana soccer tradition and watching all their national titles and all that stuff. So I think it was kind of ingrained into me from the beginning. So.
So, would you say that's one of the other draws to IU, just being knowing the program a lot from when you were younger?
Yeah, definitely. And just a tradition and kind of growing up with Indiana soccer. And that's probably one of the reasons why I got into soccer, is just because when I was young, wasn't really playing soccer seriously. I would come down and watch the games, and I remember being ball boy a couple times in the game. So it just kind of got me more involved in the game of soccer.
When the coaching change happened, what was your first thought? Like, did you ever think about, like, maybe I should consider somewhere else?
Is this before they named the new coach or after?
Before the name of new coach.
Before I was kind of tentative because I really liked Coach Yeagley a lot, not Coach, or Coach Freitag a lot, and he was a good guy. But at the same time, Coach Yeagley was an assistant actually still when I committed, so I knew him very well. So at first I was a little tentative, didn't really know what to expect. Obviously, it's a kind of a tough situation to be in, not knowing who the next head coach is going to be and whether they still want me to come or and all those kinds of things. So I was a little nervous at first, but then once Coach Yeagley was named, I was really comfortable with the decision, and I knew the program would have no setbacks.
So, where's Coach Yeagley said you would fit into the system that he's developing here at IU?
Well, from talking to Coach Yeagley on a couple visits, I think somewhere in the midfield would be my position, probably on the left side. Hopefully that's where I feel comfortable, or maybe as like an attacking mid. We haven't really gotten a chance to talk too much about it, and obviously it's hard with not having all the freshman class down there yet and seeing where everybody fits in, but hopefully I'll just be able to come in and make an impact right away.
Now, do you feel like these, like, training things that you're going through now, like being in club all your, like, high school career, like those sorts of things, do you feel like those have helped you get to the point where you can come here and make an impact right away?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously it's a huge leap jumping from high school and club to college. It's a lot more physical, a lot faster paced, and so it'll be different, but I think it'll be a good experience. And I hope all the stuff that I've been doing right now, training in Argentina, and all the stuff that I did during club season, all those kinds of things, I hope it'll add up and help me at least get some playing time and help the team in any way that I can next year.
So just on the field, what would you say are the strongest, like, characteristics or traits that you possess when you play?
I think probably like service and passing of the ball is my best attribute. I mean, in high school, I score a lot of goals, and I'm more of the goal scorer for my team. But that's just because it's high school. But for club, I think it's more of the player that I'll be at IU. I'm more of the player who feeds the goal scorers and gets more of the assists than the person who scores a bunch of goals. So I'd say passing and unselfishness are probably my biggest attributes.
So, what kind of relationship does that foster with, like, you know, the forwards and stuff like that? Just being able to, them being able to trust you to feed them the ball and, you know, show that unselfishness, like in your past career.
Oh, that's a huge, huge thing to have. I know in club and in high school, I've played with some of the players for a really long time, and the relationships that you build on the field, just knowing what one another is going to do, helps a lot. And I hope to be able to build that with the forwards and the midfielders at IU so I can help to bring some more offense to the table. Hmm.
So where do you feel you need to develop the most, or what are you working on hardest now before you get to IU?
Probably physically, because high school and club is one thing, and then once you get to college, it's the main difference is just the physicality of the game. So I'm really working on putting on a little bit of weight, making sure that I'm ready for the physical aspect, doing a lot of training in the weight room, and also a lot of running and those sorts of things, just to get kind of bigger, stronger, faster, because I feel like my skill and my ability with the ball will be fine. It's just that I need to be able to compete athletically. Mm-hmm.
So if you can manage to do those things, how confident are you in the prospects for next year's IU soccer team?
To be honest, I think that there's a great group of guys there now, along with a great new coaching staff, and we're bringing in a bunch of talented players from my class, including some of the kids from my club team and all around the country. And I mean, I think that we'll have a really strong group, and hopefully we'll be able to keep building on that throughout my career.
Mm-hmm. All right, Harrison, that's all I had. Thanks a lot for your time. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for contacting me.
Yeah, no problem.